And welcome back to another episode of the Jaw Dropping Podcast. I'm here with my good friends John and Will.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are we?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Living the dream. Had a couple of beds last night, so happy days.
Mm. I've just had a week off work, mate, so I'm fresh as a fucking daisy.
Oh, I'd love a week off
work. Oh, man, I'm ready. Yeah, mate.
I haven't had any more time off work than like a 3-day weekend since March, and that week I had off to take an exam. So it's been a while since I've put my trotters up. To be honest with you, it's been pretty smart. To be honest with you,
love it. Good.
Well, I got paid from the Chicken Palace yesterday, and it was a healthy pay packet for 2 weeks.
Up the palace.
Working like 24 hours a day.
I've got nothing better to do.
The fucking freezer.
Yeah, just have a kip on the buns.
Can I just ask you a quick question, boys? I don't know, this is going slightly off tangent, but it was a discussion I was having at work, and it was about penis implants. How do you got not penis implants, penis? What is it when you get someone else's penis attached?
Transplants.
Transplant. It's a penis transplant. Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, if there's someone that could donate their penis to someone who might need a penis.
Where the fuck's this come from? I've just sat down, put my feet up for a nice chat with my mates, and John's talking about what getting a dick implant. Transplant, I should say. I'm not necessarily against it. Is it that much different from having a kidney transplant or an eye transplant?
Let's be honest. When you masturbate, you're touching someone else's penis. How does that make you feel?
Well, John, let's be honest. When you masturbate at the moment, you're touching someone else's penis, aren't you? So it does lead me to a question, though. If you had to have your penis transplanted, if you had to have someone else's penis transplanted onto your body, anybody in the world, who would it be? And you can't say me, although I know you would.
Wait, so you would give your penis to someone, or they
would give their penis to you. Anybody in the world, who would you?
Anybody in the world?
Yeah.
Oh,
mate.
I've got an answer to this.
I would either have Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling, I reckon.
Yeah, but they're good-looking lads, but... See, I'd go Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You reckon?
That bloke is going to have a member on him, isn't he?
And I want member. It. You reckon?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Alex? Mm. Alex seems like he's looking at it, bro.
Yeah, it's a big picture of it on my wall up here. I'm just like, ooh. I don't know. Because the thing is, you've said people that you think, oh, yeah, I bet they've got huge dicks.
I've changed my mind.
They might not have big dicks.
Ken Barlow. I changed it to Ken Barlow. Oh, my God, speaking of Ken Barlow. Big shout out to Ken Barlow. Have you seen that he's giving virtual hugs for £35? £35. He's doing like private messages and he is like giving you virtual hugs. He was saying like he always gets people coming up to him, and then he says, and they're always asking him to like give a shout out to your girlfriend or whatnot. So he said he'll always do it because it's a wonderful thing to do. Now, I'm not being funny, but I'd do it too for £35 over the internet. I could do a lot of things for £35. I could make a lot of people happy for £35 over the internet. Do you know what I mean? Or just in life, like.
You know. I reckon, John, you should start an OnlyFans account.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make some mad money off that. Got
one. Also, Brad Pitt. That's whose penis I would have transplanted on.
Oh, Brad Pitt. Good shout. Yeah.
But does that mean I'd then have two willies to play with?
No, come on now.
To play with. No, come on. Okay, but how about this then? The only way I'd feel okay with a penis transplant is if I also had a right hand transplant, because then technically I'm not touching the dick. It's not my hand.
I'm not sure that is technically correct at all.
No? Okay.
Okay. I do think it would be weird though, because obviously we're very, very familiar with our own particular members, and it's all of a sudden looking down and seeing a slightly different appendage. I could imagine be quite peculiar.
Mm. Yes, it would be strange.
Especially if it was perhaps a different colour.
You're having sex with your missus, and it's not even your penis.
Yeah, but it'd be. Are we talking like penis and balls here, or are we talking just penis?
I don't know. I mean, Alex, you brought in the balls there, mate. I don't think anybody was thinking of balls, to be honest with you.
Suck on my chocolate cocoa ball.
I put penis transplantation into Google just to see what come up. And it says, so penis transplantation is a surgical transplant procedure in which a penis is transplanted to a patient, obviously. The penis may be an allograft from a human donor, or it may be grown artificially in a lab.
What? I want that one.
So they can take some tissue from your own body, I presume.
Yeah.
And then...
human donut?
No, donor.
Oh, I thought he said human donut. I was like, damn.
Human donut, hang on.
This image.
But in theory, this is the thing, though, John, is that in theory, if you sort of extend science to beyond probably its capabilities at the moment, is that they could arguably take your DNA... replace a part of that DNA which is the code that tells your body the size of your penis, and then grow it in a petri dish, so it's still your penis but just bigger, and then transplant it onto you.
Yeah, they grow it on like a protein shell, and then all the cells kind of attach to the protein shell. It hasn't been done to humans, but they managed to successfully do it to rabbits. In 2009.
Boys,
yeah.
I have just found the most disturbing thing. So apparently, like, if you like have an accident and you nearly chop it off, they grow it, they take it off from where it's meant to be, and they grow it on your leg or arm. So there's literally, click on the link I've just sent. It's anus. It's anus.
I don't think it's anus, is it?
No, it's definitely penis, but oh my, some of the images. Look at that one where it's just attached to his leg. Lad who grew knob on leg. Oh my god, there's people ears on it and that. You grow ears on you.
Yeah.
Oh.
They can do
just to explain to the listeners, I don't think that any of this is real.
Let me have a look.
And the penis on the guy's leg is just a misshapen muscle.
Okay, well, I've just got a video that I'm going to send to you, and you tell me if this is wrong.
Okay.
Where are we? Where's
Zoom? I'm going to preempt this and say this is wrong.
I'm telling you it's not wrong. Man in Russia.
Oh,
he's just got a knob on his fucking arm!
Right, I think...
He's got a knob on his arm.
He's got a knob on his arm.
He's got a knob on his arm.
Why has he got a knob on his arm?
What? Why has he got a knob? It's real as hell.
And surely it can't be. Why would you do it, though?
Because it has to grow when you're in. Look at it when it's at the end. That is definitely real as hell. He's put it on his forehead. He's put it on his forehead. Oh.
That is a knob. He's definitely a knob.
I mean,
he put it on his forehead. I just don't know about that, mate.
You don't know?
I mean, you'd have to wear long sleeves all the time, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I think that I would just run around and
just windmill a bit above your head.
Is that not public indecency?
No, because would it get hard?
I'm not sure that's how it works, Alex.
And he ain't going to be pissing from there, is he?
Well,
of course he's got to be pissing through there.
Imagine that.
It would be super useful, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You've got Spider-Man.
Go on, then. So if you had to have, if your knob fell off and you had to have it attached to another part of your body, where would you choose to have it attached to?
My fucking forehead, mate. I'd be like a unicorn. It'd be great.
It wouldn't make any difference, would it, to be fair, Alex?
No, it wouldn't.
John, what are you saying?
I would probably have to put it on my foot. Oh, no, because then you tread on it all the time.
Yeah, imagine playing football.
Oh, no, okay. I'll probably have it where my belly button is.
Oh, that was going to be my answer. That was going to be my answer. Belly button.
That's good. Yeah. That's
think
good
about
one.
How useful it'd be though to go to like a urinal and not have to take down your trousers.
Yeah, just lift up your top.
Just lift up your t-shirt and you've got it there.
But every time you play rugby and someone rugby tackles you, you're just going to get a handful.
Yeah, I would perhaps suggest to avoid playing rugby.
Yeah. Imagine, because they just grab you and throw you around by your penis.
Yeah. It happened anyway.
We've lowered the tone for this podcast already. We have big time lowered the tone for this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we've started with penis transplantation.
Yes.
But yeah.
Well, you might as well start as you mean to go on, eh, boys?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, scientists can do amazing things.
Right, let's crack on.
Yeah. Okay, right. First news story. This is from Huffington Post, which we love so much. So a news anchor was given a broadcast and she managed to keep her cool when something happened. What do you think happened? This was in Ukraine.
Did someone run on and shoot someone in the face? Because I've seen that clip and it was horrible.
Yeah. What?
Someone got murdered on live TV in Russia, mate. It was savage.
Really?
Yep. Some politician.
Wow.
Got executed.
Wait, it was not that.
Was she attacked by an animal?
No.
Yeah. Was it the horde of flying ants?
Horde of flying ants, you know.
Been seen from space.
Did she vomit? Was she sick?
No. You're kind of getting to the right lines.
Oh no! Did someone
did she shit herself?
No.
Shit herself.
No. Oh. Part of her tooth fell out.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you just randomly fall out? What is that being held in by? If you're talking and it just falls out.
I'm assuming she had like a crown or something, and part of her tooth fell out.
Blew out.
There's the link.
You actually see the video?
Yeah, there's a little video. Yeah.
Well, she was on television, wasn't she, John?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know. It might have been a little bit.
I've got a little bit of a weird thing about teeth. It's always been like when I've ever had like anxiety dreams about shit. It's always been my teeth falling out.
I hate it.
Oh really?
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's always been my thing.
But the thing is, you know what's weird about it? They feel exactly how they did when your tooth fell out when you were younger, and you can feel it, and it's like exactly how a tooth would be, and you spit it out into your hand. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That is mad professional from her, to be fair. Honestly, you couldn't
I'm just seeing an advert.
Yeah, scroll down a bit, John. You know how to use the internet.
You know,
she just puts her hand over her mouth. And
yeah, so if you weren't looking for it, you could arguably... You could arguably not really notice it, apart from the fact that she is clearly missing a tooth after it. Fair play to her. Very professional.
Oh my god, she just spat out a tooth. Yeah, cool.
How ridiculous is that? Not a particularly interesting story, but I just thought that's mad.
Well, there could have been worse things to fall out, do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Yeah, her eye could have fell out.
It could be better. You do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So we're now going to go to the medieval, because I've got some I found some interesting facts about the medieval.
Cool on then.
Some of them are a bit dark. So the first one is called splitting pain. So two medieval torture methods use simple devices and the force of gravity to inflict unimaginable pain. The Judas cradle was a pyramid-shaped spike that a victim would then be forced to sit on so that it penetrated their anus. The Spanish donkey used a similar principle, but victims would straddle a wedge-shaped board with a pointed top. Torturers would strap weights to the feet of the victim to increase their suffering.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, man.
I've heard about these before, and all I can say is, ouch.
Yeah,
very much. Ouch! They medieval torture devices are some of the most brutal things I've ever seen, mate. They were kept on there until they died. You know that, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've looked at like some of the most brutal ways to die, and there's one which is like it's called infestation or something like that. So basically, what they did is they took two boats right? And they put you inside this boat with your head poking out, and they strap the boats together, so you're in like a wooden coffin, basically. And they force feed you honey and milk so that you like basically shit yourself. And then they would just leave you by a river or something like that and wait for the insects to like eat you.
So you another common one was tying people down and just chucking loads of really hungry rats on the to eat them alive. But honestly, I think the one that you mentioned to start off with, the two Judas methods cradle. Involving gravity, I that just sounds so awful. It's the slowness of it.
Yeah.
The fact that you're basically slowly being split in half. That's just not for me. That.
You know what else? I mean, I go on a bike ride sometimes. I mean, not very often at the minute because I ain't even got a bike. But you know how uncomfortable that gets on a saddle sometimes. And that is made for sitting. You imagine sitting on something that ain't made for sitting. Jeez. And it does slowly split in half. Right in your gooch. Right in your gooch.
Oh, no.
I mean, my decision while I would be sat on there is which way do I want my balls to hang here? To the left or to the right? Or do you do balls left, dick right? So it's over the crisp of the board. You know what I mean?
I'm going to add that to the John dictionary. Crisp.
I think you go everything to one side.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Everything to one side to avoid. Because if imagine having them in the middle, then they would be part of what got split. Mm. I mean, you're going to die in a pretty fucking awful way, so you might as well just try and keep your nuts with you.
Mm. So this is the thing, like, because I always think, is there any way that you could have escaped these? But I think your legs are strapped each side, so you can't swing your legs over, obviously.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't think you can lean back, because I don't know how much good that would do.
No, they hold... From the picture, it looks like... So for the Judas Cradle one, which is like the point, their legs are... They're in a sitting position, and their arms are out by their sides, and their legs are pulled out like that, and then there's one rope around their middle that's forcing
God, their legs aren't even hanging down each side, they're out in front of them.
For that one.
Right up the anus.
And
the other thing you've got to remember is that any sort of movement is going to be absolute agony, and is arguably going to speed up
the process,
so you're going to be sat really, really still.
Ugh. I bet there's a band called Judas Cradle. There's got to be, right?
I think there's a song by a metal band called Judas Cradle, I'm pretty sure.
The middle.
Next one. So, during the Crusades, Muslims would sometimes defend themselves with aconite, which is a kind of poison. Now, in the 14th century, physician Guido de Vigvanar noticed slugs munching happily on some aconite leaves. And did what any of us would do. He made a slug soup. Just as he had hoped, the sluggish dish made an effective antidote against the aconite poisoning.
No way.
Yeah.
So my man just created magic. That is the effectiveness of a modern day wizard. Alchemy is not something to be tarnished, my friends. No, 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 no. The herbal remedies of the past... they are the ones that make the medical the future. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, to be honest with you guys, and I know I've said this on several occasions throughout this podcast series, but I don't think that anybody knew what you were talking about.
No, I've got no idea what you were on about.
I reiterate, I'm not even sure you knew what you were on about then, mate, were you?
Yes, I'm trying to say that the medical of past made the medical of the future. Like, these people back in the day were wizards. They were absolute wizards. They were the Elon Musks of the medieval realm. They are fucking potion sellers. Do you know what I mean?
All he noticed was that those slugs are managing to eat it all right. Maybe we'll just make a soup.
Exactly, but no one else had that fucking idea, did they?
Yeah, because it wasn't an issue until it became an issue.
Smart man. Exactly, but nothing's ever an issue until an issue. It's not an issue that you fucking totally...
Cancer wasn't an issue until we found out about it.
Well, exactly. And
I think cancer was probably an issue before we found out about it.
We didn't know what it was, but do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I've just thought of a pet peeve. Do you know what piss? Why has no one invented really good... Jesus, Corona. Why has no one invented really good socks? Do you know what does my... You know, when your fucking toes You know, when your toes like get a little bit too long and they start breaking through all your socks. Like, I'm not being funny. Like, I buy them from Primark, yeah, and I wear them a day sometimes. And I'll take my shoe off. I've got a fucking hole in them.
Well, there's really your problem.
Yeah, you don't buy
socks.
Primark.
Don't buy socks from Primark because some poor Vietnamese 12-year-old child has had to make those socks for less than a penny.
Almost
and you're
recently,
moaning about your toes breaking through them.
Almost recently, somewhere up in is it in the news? Somewhere up in like Leeds or something? They've got those
Leicester.
Leicester, that's it.
Leicester, it was. Yeah, so this is. I kind of agree with you because I go through socks so quickly, and I don't really know why it is that I go through socks so quickly. I don't because I got very big feet, as you both know, and I can never find socks that are big enough. It's always size 7 to 11, and I've got size 12 feet, and so I can't get into those socks. But I have a point. So there are socks that are made from bamboo.
Is it?
Yeah, and they are sick. They are really, really, really good.
Are they also like £10 a pack?
I got them for Christmas. I haven't bought them myself, to be honest with you. But yeah. I still wear them when I haven't gone through them. So they are very good. That's my.
So favorite. I'm guessing that you don't masturbate into them ones. Splinters.
I tend to try to avoid it.
Yeah. Okay.
If I can.
That's good to know.
Yeah. I use the Primark ones for those.
Not bad.
I normally go next. Normally do the best socks, I think, for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be fair, I should probably just invest in some good socks like that. There you go, look.
I've gone through it. Like, and I've had these for not that long, to be honest with you.
Is that a bamboo sock?
It's not a bamboo sock, no. Right, let's move on. Go on, Alex. What other medieval shit have you got for us?
We've got... Oh, my God. So, pain before pleasure. Sexual acts meant for pleasure and not for procreation were considered a sin, punishable by life in prison. So was any form of female domination over a man, meaning women couldn't go on top.
What?
One saint, Francesca Romana, was forced into marriage. And she was so scared of experiencing pleasure, she burnt her own genitals with hot fat to make sex as miserable as possible.
I'm sorry. That's not funny. That's really not funny. But we have done 13 of these podcasts or whatever now. And I've never seen John so outraged than when he heard that women couldn't go on top.
That's my absolute fave, man. It's all there.
It's
all
there.
Oh, God. So hang on a minute. So she was mistold lies and tribulations to the fact where she absolutely just burnt a complete pleasurable vicinity.
I like how you try and string big words together to try and make it sound intelligent.
Well, the thing is, I've had a couple of comments that have said that Alex and Will are very well educated. And then I was sort of getting the impression that maybe I'm coming across as not well educated, but I just want to point out to the listeners, we all went to the same school.
We did.
Yes,
we did,
John, but then me and Alex went and got a degree and I've got a master's. So that's perhaps fine. But the thing is, John, is that literally that's the point of this podcast.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's basically the premise of this podcast. But I'd like to say, so... Would you give up chocolate or give up being able to have a girl on top?
Give up chocolate.
Chocolate.
What about... I'm trying to think of something more valuable than chocolate.
Sweet.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm going to say whatever it is. If someone said, do you have to give up all of your left toes? I would give up all of my left toes.
Okay. I've got one for you. Giving up... Being able to meet up with us, like, so you'd never see us again.
Yeah.
Or you missus on top.
See you later, boys.
How about this one then? So, you could have sex only once a month, but she could go on top, or you can have sex as much as you want that she can't.
Ooh.
Oh dear.
The trials for a man. You can just see the cogs working.
Yeah, just to describe to the listeners, John has tensed his face up and he's really struggling with this one.
That's hard. Because there's a couple of good ones out there as well. I'd probably have to go for the month one.
Really?
I reckon.
And you're not allowed to self-pleasure during that month.
Oh.
You're not allowed to jaff yourself off.
All right. I'll have to, for that, then I'll have to par it off. I'm afraid.
I've never met a man in the whole of my life stands so strongly by a single sexual position.
Amazing. Right, so another medieval fact for you before we move on. I feel like we spent the first 40 minutes of this podcast talking about penises.
Yeah, my complete apologies.
I regret nothing.
Okay, so the Doomsday Book of 1086 tells us that about 74% of the population of the English countryside was not free. So they were serfs, cotters, boarders and slaves were all bound in servitude to a lord for life and needed his permission for major decisions, even marriage.
Well, that kind of makes sense, because if you're a slave back in them days, you didn't have any rights. So to even be allowed to get married is kind of...
Yeah, but 74% of the population.
Yes. Well, we were very bastard people. We were horrible people back in there. 1066, mate, Battle of Hastings. We were fucking dry-humping everything that moved. Fucking pigs, sauces, cows.
Sauces?
Then we fucking... The French come over and we tried fighting him. Lost. And people just had, you know, copious amounts of land. And they just did what they want. If you had power, you had power. Do you know what I mean?
Will's really struggling.
I'm struggling. I'm trying to come up with a new inventive way to say that nobody understands what the fuck John's going on with, but I'm finding it kind of difficult. So to go back onto your original point, Alex, yeah, 74% is a lot. I'm very surprised by that. But there was such a massive, massive disparity in wealth in Britain, in the UK, in England, back in those sort of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised at 74%, because there was a lot of like paupers and peasants and that sort of thing. But I'm surprised that they were actually indebted to their
lords
and ladies in such a way. But yeah, shit. I'm happy we don't live there. Out of the three of us, which one of us would have been the lord, and which two of us would have been the paupers?
I have a feeling I would have been a poor person.
Yeah, but I feel like it might have been more down to like brute strength back then rather than intelligence. So
what? Numbnuts? I might have had a chance then.
Yeah, I would have put myself in. I would have said that either one of you would have been like the lord, and I would have been. There's no way that I would have been the lord.
I'd have made you my jester.
Your jester.
You would have been a very good jester, Alex.
I would have loved that job.
Which is the medieval term of me saying I'd make you my bitch.
Peasant, make me laugh.
Yeah. It's mad, isn't it? And if you didn't make them laugh most of the time,
they'd just kill you.
You didn't get... Yeah. You're tired, mate. You were killed. I don't think there was many jesters that had a nice retirement after they left. Unless,
I don't think they lasted particularly long, to be honest with
you. Nah. It's like the dictator, isn't it?
High parts of society. The same as executioners as well. Executioners wouldn't live inside the village. They would live in a separate house.
That's because they take people's souls. You don't want death looming around, bringing down morale. There's enough of that going on. You know, we've got famine and rats.
They used to be entertainment. Like, people getting their heads cut off used to be like the village or the town's entertainment back in the day.
Mm. What? Do you reckon people like would apply for that job? They'd be like, what's your CV?
Usually one
milked
execution.
A few cows, cut off the heads of elders.
Yeah, well, there are, you know, there used to be like prison guards or members of the army or that sort of thing that used to do it generally. But there only used to be one per area. And you could be a good executioner because it was very, very difficult to do.
Yeah. The weird thing is the villagers and stuff like that, they used to leave them like offerings or give them free stuff from their stalls. So if you went into the pub, they might give you like a free pint and stuff in the hope that if they ever did end up on the execution block, you would take pity on them and make it a quicker death or something like that.
Yeah, they'd try and cut your head off in one go.
Yeah.
If you weren't a strong enough executioner, you know, you could be hacking away for a minute or so.
Mate, and you could completely feck it up because if you didn't hit the neck, I bet sometimes they hit the back.
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, because they're bringing out a heavy axe as hard as they can. If you don't get it, you know, there's not a massive amount of area to, you know,
miss,
to
go. You just go straight across your shoulder blades. You're like,
God.
Jesus. No. Not about that life.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Right, I think we should go to a Florida man next.
Be our
next
what
point.
What dates are we doing? I'm going to do Robbie Williams' birthday.
I don't know when that is.
Pick a famous person and do their birthday. He was born on 13th of February.
So, mine says...
Sorry, carry on.
October 7th. Florida man accused of pouring beer in gator's mouth after enticing reptile to bite his arm.
Good. Sounds like my type of guy.
What a nutter, mate. I mean, they're aggy enough. You don't need to give it Stella, man. Fucking hell. Bit of the wife beater. Jeez.
You ready for this one, all right? Florida man arrested after hitting girlfriend in face with burrito.
Shut up,
Benny! John, which celebrity's birthday did you do?
I didn't do anyone's, mate. I just picked one. I didn't know we were doing birthdays.
Yeah, pick a favourite celebrity, and then...
Alright, when's Ricky Gervais' birthday?
So, I did Angelina Jolie, which is the 4th of June. So, a Florida man was caught dancing on top of a police cruiser... Says he was threatened by vampires.
Mate, do you know, some people have actually got the vampire gene, which means they can tolerate drinking human blood. Absolutely disgusting. There's not many people that have it, but...
The vampire gene.
What is it, 20th of June, Florida man.
Oh, that's a bit some of these are a bit brutal. Drunk, naked Florida woman charged with child neglect.
Oh no.
Bit savage, that, to be fair.
Okay, here we go. There's actually a video for this as well.
Which one
June 25th. This is Ricky Gervais's birthday. Florida man rides on hood of car going 70 miles an hour.
Oh no.
In the video, Daniel Meyer was driving next to the open air passenger. This man is lying on the hood of the car, which is going around 70 miles an hour. He holds on with one hand and talks on his cell phone in the other.
Mental.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Does anybody want to see it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, go for
it. I think this is the one where he's like, call the cops! Call the cops! Oh, it's a Facebook link, so I'll have to send it to you. Yeah. Copy.
In the meantime, this is another one that I have, which is Florida man shot over argument whether Florida or Ohio strip clubs are better.
Now that is something a Florida man would argue about, I feel.
This one. Woman hits dog walker with flashlight, then proceeds to hide from police in cat cage.
Brilliant.
It's got to be better places to hide than a fucking cat cage, surely.
Although that
I'm
was
watching
a Florida
this video
woman.
Of this... This man clinging to hood of car speeding the highway. This car is going at 70 miles an hour.
He must have been
fucking terrified.
He doesn't look like it though, does he?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure he can particularly move, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do, is there? Just ride it out.
I mean, he can't come off that car.
No,
can he? Because if he comes off that car, then he's...
comes off at any point, he is murdered.
He is murdered.
He's brown bread dead. What's next? That's next.
Incredible. I love Florida Man. It's so much fun to just look at the random crap that they
Florida
get
men
to.
Do. Florida men and women, sorry. Don't let me be bisexual. Though.
Like, I don't even know, because you try it with anywhere in England. Like a Birmingham man. Or...
Yeah. Clapton!
A Clapton
man. You can certainly
man.
Try, but the thing is that there's not going to be enough. Because Florida is the size of the UK, basically.
Yeah.
So it's you could, and you don't really write an article of British man. You'd need a location.
Yeah. But, a UK man.
A bit
this is the problem, you. Though, is that there's no stupid shit. It's all like really. It's like I typed in a Birmingham man, and it's about stabbings and.
Yeah. Oh, it's God. Not funny. It's just savage.
Yeah.
Birmingham man. Oh, mate, I saw a video ages ago of a Birmingham man getting run over on the bypass repeatedly and then shot at with an AK-47.
In Birmingham?
Yes, mate. I'll show you the video after the podcast.
Well, okay.
I don't think I want to
go on,
see.
Alex. What's go on, next Alex. On the list?
Well, next, it's John's Theory of Everything.
John's Theory of Everything.
So I've got a couple of screenshots of the facts. I know I've got many facts today because they were all pretty good.
Let's
go with that one. So, did you know people who post a lot of selfies tend to be viewed as less successful, less likable, and more insecure than those who post photos of themselves taken by other people, according to research from Washington State University? So, if you're taking a lot of selfies, which I don't think any of us do. I mean, I used to back in the day. You know, I used to be quite a stud back in the day. I used to be like the Marilyn Monroe of the cop world. You know what I mean?
It's the one thing that I really, really wish that I would do more of. Not necessarily take selfies, but take photos when I'm like out and stuff like that. Because I'm a big believer in just kind of enjoying the moment. And then when I wanted to remember that moment... I never have any photos to remember it by. And I'm like, fuck, I was so involved in enjoying the moment that I never get my phone out to take a picture.
Yeah. Everyone always moans at me because I always try and get my phone out and capture it. Right, I've got another one. Did you know Mick Jagger has a great-grandchild who is older than his youngest child?
What?
That is kind of weird.
Oh, as
that
in
is
because...
very weird. That is...
What's the age gap then on his kids?
I'll tell you. So Mick Jagger's great grandchild.
Because I know you can have like uncles that are younger than what you are.
Yeah, we've got that in this family, in Jodie's family. She's got. Yeah. There.
Yeah, because there was such a difference between the two childs.
73-year-old rock singer's eighth child joining his previous children ranging from 17 to 46. So his oldest child is 46, and I'm guessing...
Yeah, and his youngest child's 17.
Jagger now has a son younger than his great-granddaughter who was born in 2014.
Great-granddaughter?
So the 47-year-old has had
a kid?
Yeah.
Who's had a kid... Who's over 17 years old?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So let's work that out. So that's 30. He was 46, was he?
47, wasn't it?
The oldest child. Yeah.
So the 46-year-old child must have had.
Here we go. I've got it.
Their
got it,
child
got it.
Before they were 29, then.
No. Here we go. I've got it. So Mick Jagger. Oh my God, yes. So he had Mick Jagger had a baby boy in 2016, and his daughter had had a kid, and then her daughter had a kid in 2014.
So sorry, Mick Jagger had a kid in 2016?
Yes.
So his kid isn't 17 years old?
No, that was the range it was until he had this new one.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah.
Fair play to the boy. He's still firing bullets, isn't he?
Yeah, that's
Mick Jagger, son. You don't fuck about.
So he's got 8 kids now, is it?
He's got 8 kids.
That's a lot of kids. That is at least 6 too many kids.
I know.
Yeah.
Right, Reese's Pieces don't contain any chocolate.
Okay.
I'm mad at that because they are wrapped in chocolate, but it ain't chocolate.
What is it then?
I don't know. I don't look up these things. I'm just telling you the fact.
Is it like something weird where it's like chocolate flavoured, like fondant?
Yeah, it'd be like fondant. It'd be chocolate flavoured fondant. I don't care because I fucking hate Reese's Pieces.
I love Reese's Pieces. I'm a massive fan of peanut butter, though. Like, I adore peanut butter so much.
Yeah, but you like Turkish Delight, and I would much rather.
I like Turkish Delight. I like anchovies. I love olives. I love gherkins. I love all the weird shit. It's just, oh. Making my mouth water thinking about it.
I would rather eat Paul Whittaker's toenail.
It's his birthday today.
Is it? Happy birthday, Paul!
Paul Whittaker's birthday today, according to Facebook.
Don't get arrested.
What was I going to say? I have never eaten a Reese's piece because I am allergic to nuts.
Well, that's one reason.
That's a fair point.
If I told you that they're not even real peanuts?
I still can't eat them because it says it on the packet.
Bae, as in BAE, that everyone says before anyone else.
Yeah.
The Danish word for poop. You can run for president while in prison.
Can you actually?
One out of every 21.
That's interesting. Can you
New
actually
York
do that?
Is a billionaire. What?
So in America, you can run for president while in prison?
Yes.
That's mad. You can't do that here.
No. I don't think you can prime minister if you've got like a proper criminal record, can you?
No. And there are you can't vote if you're in prison, I don't think.
Can you not?
Pretty sure.
Talking about being in prison where you might catch rabies. Rabies has been known to cause men to ejaculate up to 30 times a day uncontrollably.
Wow.
So if you got rabies,
you would get nothing done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be walking around. Ah,
there not a woman or something like that?
Yeah, there was a documentary on it where they end up orgasming, but they can't control it. There's a woman, and then there's also a man as well, but he says he's actually in physical pain because
you're just ejaculating
all
the time.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's just nothing,
nothing
coming
left.
Out. Yeah.
I've got nothing left.
They're like, he's like having this interview and they're walking through the park and he just has to like get in the fetal position on the floor because it hurts.
Oh
so
my
much.
God.
Like,
that's ridiculous. Absolutely.
And she's having an interview and her legs are like bouncing and she's like biting her bottom lip. I was like, oh my God, that would be horrendous. Also, going back to the peanuts thing, did you know there are 300 different uses for peanuts?
Peanuts or penis?
Peanuts.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there's only one good use of a penis. Peanuts. Because you can make, like, shampoo.
Cardboard.
You can make peanut butter. You can make flavourings.
That's three. Only 297 left to go, John.
Yeah, but there's peanut oil and all that stuff, and all that stuff is it's a never-ending ship. I'm surprised. I bet there's probably like 400 uses for like an apple. Or, which brings me on to my next one, mouse sperm is larger than elephant sperm. How mad's that?
What?
Yeah.
What would...
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but yeah, mouse sperm is larger than elephant sperm. And
would that be,
doesn't blow your mind.
Would that be because they generally have more than one? Whereas, you know, elephants very, very rarely are going to have more than one baby, whereas mice will have like a litter of like 8.
Well, that, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, but it's not to do with the number of children or anything like that. It's just to do with the
microorganism.
With the actual size of the sperm.
When it's down to a microorganism.
And yeah, but is that because it's carrying more genetic code?
Maybe. But something to ponder the next time you're on the toilet. Which, by the way, you spent 92 days of your life on average sitting on the toilet. In your
I think
lifetime.
I've already done that already in my life.
What, 92 days?
Yeah, I reckon I've already done 92 days.
And does anyone know how they test male infertility? Because this grossed me out.
Do you not just, well, you know, in a Petri dish and then they look at it under a microscope?
Nope. Male infertility tests are performed by seeing if a human sperm can penetrate the egg of a hamster. So they're trying to make some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out there.
Yeah, but it can test if it penetrates the egg. It's not going to fertilise the egg.
Well, so you never know.
You do. That's science. Okay. Sorry, John, but that's how it works.
Okay, well, did you know that Witzelschütz is a mental disorder that causes the sufferer to compulsively make inappropriate puns or jokes and tell pointless stories? Does that not sound like someone's got that?
Alex?
What? Yeah, me or Alex. Yeah, to be fair. Alex has, I got this. Compulsive make... He doesn't make inappropriate puns, though, does he?
No, or not inappropriate puns.
But
there are relatively
tell pointless stories.
Is there a name for this condition? I feel like I probably do have it.
Yeah, Witzelschütz.
Witzelschütz.
That's what the Germans call it.
Witzelschütz.
I've got loads more, but I'm going to save them for a rainy day in case I can't find any good ones this week. But, or maybe I'll do one more. Will I do one more? Yeah, maybe. I'm having major, major deja vu, by the way. Did you know that dolphins have bromances in which two males may pair up for as long as 15 years and help each other hook up with females?
Ah,
my guys.
Bros for hoes. Or bros for hoes.
I respect them. I respect the dolphins.
I'd have stepped that. I was going to do it. Go on, carry on.
I was going to say, don't dolphins, are they not one of the mammals that are known to like masturbate and stuff?
Yeah.
And they can be, yeah, it's just for pleasure as well. Mm. They do it for pleasure, not for reproductive reasons.
Fair play.
I was going to go off down the whole big conspiracy of Pizzagate today, but I'm going to need a lot of time to try and delve into that. If anyone has seen what it is.
Yeah, I've got, I follow someone on Instagram who is always on about Pizzagate, and she's an absolute nutter. So I haven't done any research for myself, but I understand it from her posts.
Her perspective. Basically, it's just a big paedophile ring in the high powers, and they think that, like, log records and stuff show the people that have been to Jeffrey Epstein's island. And there's some big old names on there, man. Some big names. We're talking Tom Hanks, Bill Smith, Will Smith, Ellen DeGeneres.
Why Pizzagate?
So basically, they would cryptic code for like... Oh, so it'd be like ordering a pizza.
Yeah, okay.
But they'd say how many slices, and that would be the age of the fucking person and stuff.
Yeah, the kid. Okay.
Like, I'd like to order this pizza. How many slices? 8. And that'd be how old the child was.
Okay.
It's dutty, mate. So I'm going to delve into that, and then we'll get your take.
Well, it's dutty if it's true.
Yeah.
Mm. Obviously, there's elements of that sort of thing because of the Epstein controversy. Mm. But are we really suggesting that rich, famous people, there's a massive, massive paedophile ring with rich and famous people?
I would imagine there's a fair few, but I don't think it's everyone that ever went there.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, is that I do believe that there were some people that Epstein said to them, come over to my island and we'll have a party,
yeah.
And they might have not actually realised exactly what was going on down there.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, and there are also certain people that evidently did know what was going on down there as well. I'm not excusing them by any means. But...
Yeah, and holding out on information, which I think is arguably worse than...
Yeah, that Prince Andrew, mate. I've never met that woman in my life. And then there's a photo of them together. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you I can't wait for Ghislaine Maxwell to be assassinated.
Oh, mate, it's going to happen, isn't it? Someone's having it.
Which one's
apparently
Ghislaine
though?
Maxwell?
Like, did you not see?
She's Jeffrey Epstein. She's the woman that was with Jeffrey Epstein. And I don't think there was a romantic relationship, but she basically organised a lot, or is alleged to have organised
a lot of
the girls that are turned up at his
She was the recruiter.
Yeah.
And they were lovers, actually, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure they were like, they weren't like married or in a relationship necessarily, but
they were just into weird shit together.
Yeah.
So I have a, I have like a theory story thing for you. Have either of you heard of the disappearance of D.B. Cooper?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Right, tell me what you think about this. So D.B. Cooper is the popular pseudonym of an unidentified man who hijacked a Boeing 727 flying from Portland to Seattle on the afternoon of November 24th, 1971. The man boarded with a ticket in the name of Dan Cooper, which was later misreported by a wire service as D.B. Cooper. Soon after takeoff, the man told the air steward that he was carrying a bomb and showed her what looked like a bomb inside his briefcase. The hijacker then ordered the pilots of the plane to land at Seattle Airport, where he collected a ransom of $200,000 and a parachute before ordering the plane to take off. An altitude of around 10,000 feet, or 3,000 metres, somewhere over the Pacific Northwest, the hijacker parachuted from the rear steps of the aircraft with the ransom money and was never seen again.
Shall I tell you why he was never seen again? Because that motherfucker died, bruh. Jumping out the back of no commercial airline.
That's the theory. However, in 2016, the producer of a documentary on the History Channel claim they have identified the hijacker as a 72-year-old former military veteran, now living in Florida.
They always see... No, I'm not having it. They always end up in Florida or somewhere. This geezer, if it is true, if he did manage to get on the plane... So, is it a conspiracy or he did actually manage...
No, he managed to get on the plane and he actually jumped out of the back of the plane. But they reckon he just died from, you know...
He definitely just died.
From what?
From his parachute not opening, maybe, or landing in the ocean and not being able to get away. I don't know.
What do you mean, from what? Why do you not think that they have parachutes on planes so people can take their chances if they're going down?
Because, well, because they're not trained people that know how to use a parachute. If he was ex-military, he's going to know how to use a parachute.
Let me tell you why. One, you wouldn't be able to open the door while you're in the air.
Yeah, but
pressure's too much.
It's out the back of the 747. 727, sorry.
Okay.
There's no fucking tailgate on a 747. It's a door.
Yeah.
So he'd have had to try and push the door out at high altitude in the pressure. As soon as he'd done that, the pressure would have changed and he'd have been sucked out. He wouldn't have had a chance to jump out, even if he managed to open it.
Yeah.
And then you've got the tail behind you. He'd hit the tail. And if he didn't hit the tail, then he'd have been burnt by the thruster.
Okay.
So... I'm just saying, look into it. I've done my research on this. See if you can jump
you
out.
You didn't know who he was, John.
Nope.
No.
I'm telling you now, a lot of things I've just... Because I have looked into it before about trying to open a plane door. And I don't think...
There were only 3,000 metres up, though. And there is a back... a loading bay at the back of the... 727, so you can jump out of the back of a 727.
Okay.
Like
then maybe.
One of the hatches that comes
down. I'm not saying that I necessarily believe that he's alive or dead or whatever, but it does seem like a pretty smart plan.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
To land in Seattle, pick up some money without getting arrested.
Yeah, land in Seattle, pick the money up, take off again.
You reckon?
And then
parachute. Just jump out the back of a plane.
Yeah.
You don't reckon some sort of SWAT team would have moved in and murked him.
Yeah, but they've got to locate you first, and they're not going to get too close with
it's a bloody plane. You landed in Seattle.
Yeah, no, the plane landed in Seattle
and then took off again.
Yeah.
And then took off again and flew over a really empty area of America.
And then jumped
where
out.
Where he jumped out.
Yeah. And they never found him. And if he had a plan to be picked up when he landed, he's gone.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about it, but I think that it's a plan that, on the basis of it, sounds like it could well work. Perhaps
I feel like it would make a good movie.
I actually thought you were going to say the other one. There's this one that I saw that a plane took off in, I don't know, Miami or something in 1960 something, and it disappeared off the radar and no one found it again, and it landed in like, I don't know, 1994. It just reappeared out of nowhere. But they've made a TV show into it. But I've looked it up, and it's very, very fishy. And when I say fishy, it's bullshit.
Yeah, cool.
Dyatlov.
Right, boys, we've got 3 minutes left.
Yeah, let's dip one on. So I need some Weetos, mate.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I'm definitely going to have fun trying to edit all of this together.
Have fun.
I don't know what I'm going to cut. A lot.
Probably a good 50% of it, to be honest. Still loving it.
Well, thank you very much for listening, everybody. I've enjoyed, and tune in next week where we'll talk about more ridiculous things.
Big up thyself.